Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time for a little great mate debate action. Apparently, they're going to see family for Easter, and there's some sort of drama that could ensue.
We'll get his side and her side. We'll get it straight. It's Slacker and Steve's great mate debate.
It looks like we have Danielle and Corey. Danielle won the toss, I believe, so she's going first. Danielle?
Yay!
Tell us what's happening. How can we help?
Yeah.
Well, my husband and I have a trip planned for Easter, and we're going to go see my parents.
Okay.
My parents are going to go to Mass for Easter.
Okay.
And Corey doesn't want to go.
To Mass. To Mass.
Okay.
To Mass.
You do right. Want to go to Mass, or you what?
Well, I do. We're going to my parents' house. My parents are paying for the entire trip. Okay. It's for Easter weekend. So part of that would be going to Mass with them. And I will. Corey is atheist.
Oh.
But he agreed to go for the weekend.
Right.
So
okay.
I'm not telling him he has to believe it. Just sit in the building.
Just go and be.
Suck it up for an hour and.
Oh, you're not.
Exactly.
Buddy.
3.5
You're hours. An altar boy, man.
Right.
When they got a captive audience,
a
Christmas and Easter, they're going to. He's going to sing all the. He's going to hit all his marks. And,
you're right.
All right. Well, let's. We'll normally let you tell a little more of your side, but let's just get Corey in here right away. Corey?
Yeah.
What's your side of this? I mean, we understand you're an atheist, so is that your only argument?
Well, yeah, I just don't want to go. I didn't ask them to pay for the trip. You know, I could have paid for the trip myself, but they wanted to say they wanted to come out, so and they wanted to pay, so I was like, fine. And then I find out that now there's stipulations. I mean,
yeah.
We don't go to church any other time. And the last time they came to visit us, I did go to Mass with them. So how about this time, instead of me doing conceding, how about they do that Christian thing and turn the other cheek for change and they concede?
Ooh.
Let me just hang.
Well,
do you guys
played.
Have children? Is that part
yeah,
of this?
Yeah, I have two kids. They're both like, one's 10, one's 9.
Have they been raised in a faith at all? Or
are they kind of, no, they're not religious.
No, we don't go to church.
Okay.
You don't have to go to church to teach kids empathy and morals.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. And nobody's trying to argue with that, Corey. But like, do you think? Okay. would anything? I understand that you're anti-religion, and that makes total sense. But would anything bad happen right. to you or your children if you went in that building for an hour? Right. Like
I mean, and nothing bad will happen if I don't go in that building for an hour.
Danielle, then what do you think bad will happen? You think it just puts a damper on everything?
A stink.
Well, yes, this isn't a conversation we've had with my parents before. Like he said, when they were here visiting last time, he was fine with it.
Yeah. So they don't know he's an atheist?
I just went, that's all.
Okay. But you don't.
You did go.
Okay. I'll just jump in here. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059. So, Danielle, you don't want to have the conversation of like, we're not raising our kids in a like, this is their grandkids. So they've probably have this presumption that they're being raised in a faith, that they've been baptized, that all this stuff. And if like Corey doesn't play along for 1 hour, this turns into a whole coming out party for the heathen atheist family is your worst case scenario version.
Well, I mean, I don't know about that, but I will say there is a gray area. It's not that our children aren't being raised in the church, but they aren't being raised to not appreciate it either. That's a choice that they have a right to make. So I don't think that Corey and I have ever discussed keeping the children from making their own decision. And we have gone to church before, not on a regular basis, but it's never been something where he's put his foot down and said, I don't want the kids to be a part of this.
Okay.
So that is a bigger conversation,
yeah.
But that's not where we are right now.
Right. Okay. So, Corey, if your kids are going to be able to make a decision between atheism and religion, wouldn't they have to be exposed to both?
Mm.
Well, they have been. Like I said, they have been, but I feel like it's starting to become like an obligatory thing where I'm always the one that has to concede, well, even if we don't want them to be religious, or if we do want them to be religious, it seems like I'm the always one that has to give. And I'm just, you know, I'm just not in the mood. I'm just tired of it.
Okay.
I mean, if we have another kid, we did the baptism thing, you know, like, fine, it's like a big party and everything, you know, we did that. But I'm just starting to feel like I'm obligated to show up, and I
right.
don't want to.
I
did it before. This time I don't feel like doing it.
And them paying has no bearing on you. That's a decision they made, and
I could have paid for the trip myself.
Right. Okay. But it
was a nice gesture. But I appreciate it. You know, it's nice of them to do. I will thank them when I see them.
But in the interest of keeping the peace, just one out. Okay. No, I'm just like, I don't know. I understand. You're an atheist. I get it.
And the easiest thing to do would be him just giving in for one hour.
But like, if you don't want to do it and you've already done it, it's understood.
I'm the one that always give in. They give in.
We'll pray for you. It's all
right. Oh, my God, Steve. Hang on.
You know, I want to say, I say one more thing here?
Yes, go ahead.
The thing that Corey is not mentioning is he keeps saying he's the one who has to give in. But when I approached him with the idea that my parents wanted to pay for us to go for Easter, that would have been the time for him to say, hey, maybe we shouldn't go during Easter weekend because I'm not going to want to do the things they want to do.
Wow.
That would have been the time to bring it up.
Well, it wasn't presented to me like we were going to have to go to church. It was just, we're going to go visit your parents on Easter.
There's a bit of an implied
thing. Easter is a religious holiday.
Yeah. Yikes, you two. It seems like you're not fighting hard. Like, you're not in trouble as a marriage. Like, this is good because I feel like we're going to get an answer one way or the other. Like, do we have to, is it that big of a deal? Or if like, this is my faith my lack of faith and I don't want
to
do it.
To me, it's not that big a deal to me.
Obviously.
I'm not going to get mad at something that isn't there.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, dude. Both of you, hang on. This one's not all that fun, but it is. I mean,
will they realize he's not part of the church and go, sorry, sir, you can't come in anyway?
No, you can just go in there and stay. I've had friends spend the night and then they kind of go to church with this, and it's like when it's communion, you just don't get up.
Okay, that's
you know what
right.
I mean? Just
that's
like
right.
hang back, dude.
Yeah,
it's rude if you went through all the motions.
Okay.
Because you're so not, you didn't go through, you know, taking first and communion and all that stuff. All right. Corey is an atheist, took a free trip for Easter weekend and didn't realize he was going to have to go to church to pay it off.
And he's digging his heels in. He's saying, no, I gave in last time. I'm an atheist. I'm not changing for your parents.
What should he do? What should they do? 303-222-5423.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
They need a little help.
Slacker and Steve's Great Mate Debate.
303-222-5423.
It is a holiday-themed Great Mate Debate. We've got Danielle and we've got Corey. They're going on a vacation. Her parents are flying them out for Easter weekend. And what Corey didn't realize was, as one of the conditions of that is, they're all going to go to Easter Mass.
Yeah, and he's unfortunately agnostic or he doesn't believe
atheist,
in anything.
Atheist, yeah. So,
that. And he's already given in once before when the parents visited them at their place. He went ahead and went just to make peace, but he doesn't want to do that. He goes,
I'm done.
I'm done not being myself. How can I be? Can I be myself now?
So,
but it's only an hour. Can't you just suck
just
it up?
Just to keep the peace for.
Right.
But if it's not what you believe.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not trying to make it about some other thing, but it's like you're going to. Like you go to your ultra Republican parents' house and you're gonna pretend to weird. Be a Republican for 1 hour. Like I'm just not that guy. I get it. I couldn't think of a better analogy. I'm not very smart. Danielle, Corey, we've got some jury members here. We'll feel free to jump in with anybody as we go. And we're gonna start with Steph.
Yai.
Whose side are you on?
So I'm on his side. I don't think he should be forced to go to church if he doesn't want to go to church. I would feel that way if it were the case, like, for kids, too. And, you know, he's a grown man. He's an atheist. He did go before, which is great. Like, that's like, considerate of him. But he doesn't have to go if he doesn't want to, and he shouldn't be forced to. It's kind of like forcing, like, you know, like how Bible thumpers just force it down your throat.
Steph, can I just ask you a question? Thing. Do you ever do anything that you don't want to do?
Well, yeah, I personally am not religious. I have gone to church with my best friend. She's very religious herself. I've gone to Easter service with her and her family before. Like, I've done it before because she's asked me. But if it's something he really doesn't want to do, why are you going to force him to do it?
All I'm thinking about, I remember I was out at my ex-wife's house, her family's house, and this woman had made this dessert with so much whipped cream on it. It was unbelievable.
Nice.
All you could see was the whipped cream. Yeah. You know me. If you know anything about me, yeah. I don't like white and creamy things.
Yeah.
And what am I going to do? Am I going to make a scene? This woman has made like food. And I, no, she dolloped it on my plate
also,
and I horked it down.
It's also okay to say, hey, I'm not a big whipped cream fan. I don't like the texture.
She made it for me.
I
sucked it up because that's what polite people do. You just do.
And I don't think you should be.
I also politely decline.
But you can't.
Well, and can I? This listener is saying, and I understand where she's coming from, just like I understand where Corey's coming from. But if her friend invited her for Easter, I think she would probably expect that that would include going to Mass with them. There's a time and place to say, hey, I'm not going to be a part of this. And
that ship has sailed.
Understand what she's saying.
Yeah.
If she has been invited by friends to go to Mass, she's done it. If you're invited for Easter with people that you know are religious, then you don't say after the fact, hey, I'm not going.
Yeah, there's a reasonable expectation.
So then for Christmas also? So if we go visiting people for Christmas, are you expected to go to every Mass, to every person you visit on Christmas?
Yes.
Okay.
No, come on, Corey.
If you're going to see their family for that day, then yes. Then you would be, I think, obligated to go and participate in what they're doing. That's part
I don't
of the
agree.
Celebration for them.
Okay, let's get some more.
And that's the thing. If you don't agree, we don't go on a holiday that's religious.
Amanda?
So we have blackout dates when we can travel now. Okay, gotcha. Right.
Amanda?
Yai.
Whose side are you on?
I am definitely on her side. I hear him that he says he gives or that he does go every once in a while. But in this specific situation, in every relationship, you give and you take. And it sounds like he's taking in this situation. So you have to be able to give a little bit. So that would be his give in this situation.
Lie, and be not who he is. Okay.
So if he would like invited them for Easter and he's like, this is my home, I'm giving you my hospitality, but it's Easter and we're doing it my way. And then they would give, you know what I'm saying? They can make that decision whether or not.
I wouldn't be imposing those restrictions or conditions upon them. That's what everybody doesn't seem to get. Like I this was not presented to me as if you want to go visit and if we're going to do on the, we're going to do this trip, then you have to be at Mass.
But
that
dude,
was not
Corey,
how we
I mean,
it. I can tell you if you invited them to Super Bowl Sunday, you'd expect them
to
watch the Super Bowl.
That's a fact,
that's
Corey. I mean, that's the thing that I don't get.
You're comparing apples and murder.
No, you're not. Because it's implied if you're coming over on Super Bowl Sunday, football's it's like, oh, I'm not really a fan of sports. You don't get to come in and go, oh, is that what we're doing? Yes, that's
yeah,
what we're doing.
I want to watch
so using your example, then you just sit out. You sit out and you just don't participate. That's all I'm doing.
You're making it so awkward, dude.
I'm not taking anything from anybody. I just don't want to participate. But apparently that's not acceptable.
All right, we've got our relationship expert here, Irina. Irina?
Yai, boy.
Yai, help. Whose side are you on?
I'm on his side, obviously.
Not obviously, but why?
It's obvious. Well, at first I want to ask the wife, why does she want him to go to church?
Because this is something we've done in the past. We're going for a religious celebration. He agreed to go for a religious celebration. Our children are going. They're very excited. And he is now changing the pattern that we have had for 10 years with our children and trying to do it at the last minute.
No, first of all, whoa. We're not going to church every Easter, so just stop that right there. And the kids are excited because they're seeing their grandparents.
When we're with my parents,
Irina, why are you on his side? Just tell us so we can tell him the bad news.
No, I mean, I hear what she's saying, but she's trying to control him, and men don't like to be cornered and given ultimatums. I mean, if she really wants to inspire him, then there are other ways of getting what she wants, but in this stage, he's not going to budge. This is not something you can control.
If you're a relationship expert, it's about communication. Should he not have communicated the change prior to agreeing to go?
Well, shouldn't the trip have been communicated to me that I was going to have to go?
You don't communicate.
Should have been communicated.
Oh my God. Okay.
Again, Super Bowl sports.
Okay.
Again,
here's the thing.
Totally wrong analogy.
For you, because you like sports.
Here's the problem, Danielle. We have a bunch more phone lines that we don't have time to get to, but every single one of them, remarkably, I mean, I put all my money on you. They're all on Corey's side.
Yeah.
He does not have to go.
Well, you know, there's always those people on that side that like to voice their opinion. So if that's the case, we don't go for Easter. I am not going.
That's between you two at this point. Soul. But you agreed to come on Great Mate Debate.
If you want to go? I'm just going to stay home. I'll be at the house. You'll know where to find me.
Oh my God! Yeah, he'll be making the ham.
Maybe we'll be on another call soon.
Oh boy!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.